The History of the World by J.M. Roberts. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The History of the World by J.M. Roberts is a comprehensive and detailed account of the history of the world from the earliest times to the present day. It covers the major events, people, and ideas that have shaped the world, from the emergence of the first civilizations to the rise of the modern nation-state. The book is divided into 5 parts, each of which covers a different period of history. The first part covers the ancient world, from the emergence of the first civilizations in Mesopotamia and Egypt to the fall of the Roman Empire. The second part covers the Middle Ages, from the rise of Christianity to the Renaissance. The third part covers the early modern period, from the Age of Exploration to the French Revolution. The fourth part covers the 19th century, from the Industrial Revolution to the end of World War I. The fifth part covers the 20th century, from the Russian Revolution to the present day. Each part is further divided into chapters that cover specific topics, such as the rise of the nation-state, the development of science and technology, and the impact of colonialism. The book also includes a timeline of major events and a glossary of terms. The History of the World is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the history of the world and its impact on the present day. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The ancient world was a period of time that began with the emergence of the first civilizations in the Middle East and ended with the fall of the Roman Empire. It was a time of great advances in science, technology, and culture, and the development of complex societies. The ancient world was a period of time that began with the emergence of the first civilizations in the Middle East and ended with the fall of the Roman Empire. It was a time of great advances in science, technology, and culture, and the development of complex societies. During this period, humans developed writing, mathematics, and the wheel, and made great strides in architecture, engineering, and the arts. The ancient world was also a time of great empires, such as the Egyptians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and Romans, who all left their mark on the world. The ancient world was a time of great intellectual and spiritual growth. Philosophers such as Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle developed theories that still influence our thinking today. Religion was also an important part of life in the ancient world, with many different belief systems being practiced. The ancient world was a time of great achievements, but it was also a time of great suffering. Slavery was common, and wars were frequent. Despite these hardships, the ancient world was a time of great progress and development, and its legacy still lives on today. Main idea number 2. The Middle Ages was a period of time that began with the fall of the Roman Empire and ended with the Renaissance. It was a time of great religious and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of art and literature. The Middle Ages was a period of time that began with the fall of the Roman Empire and ended with the Renaissance. It was a time of great religious and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of art and literature. During this period, the Catholic Church was the dominant force in Europe, and its influence was felt in all aspects of life. The feudal system was the primary form of government, and it was based on a hierarchy of lords and vassals. Kings and nobles held most of the power, while the peasants and serfs were at the bottom of the social ladder. The Middle Ages was also a time of great intellectual and cultural growth. Universities were established, and the study of philosophy, science, and medicine flourished. The invention of the printing press in the 15th century allowed for the spread of knowledge and ideas, and the development of a more literate society. Art and architecture flourished during this period, with the Gothic style becoming popular in the 12th century. The Middle Ages was a time of great change and progress, and it laid the foundation for the modern world. It was a period of great religious and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of art and literature. It was also a time of great intellectual and cultural growth, and it allowed for the spread of knowledge and ideas. The Middle Ages was a time of great change and progress, and it laid the foundation for the modern world. Main idea number 3. The Renaissance. The Renaissance was a period of time that began with the rediscovery of classical learning and ended with the Age of Enlightenment. It was a time of great advances in science, technology, and culture, and the development of new forms of art and literature. The Renaissance was a period of great cultural and intellectual advancement that began in the 14th century and lasted until the 17th century. It was a time of rediscovery of classical learning, and the development of new forms of art and literature. During this period, advances were made in science, technology, and culture, and new ideas and philosophies emerged. The Renaissance was a period of great creativity and innovation, and it laid the foundation for the modern world. The Renaissance was a period of great change and progress in Europe. It saw the rise of powerful nation-states, the development of new forms of government, and the spread of new ideas and philosophies. It was a period of exploration and discovery, and the development of new technologies. It was also a period of great artistic and literary achievement, with the emergence of new forms of art and literature. The Renaissance was a period of great intellectual and cultural achievement, and it had a lasting impact on the world. It was a period of great creativity and innovation, and it laid the foundation for the modern world. It was a period of exploration and discovery, and the development of new technologies. It was also a period of great artistic and literary achievement, with the emergence of new forms of art and literature. Main idea number 4. The Age of Exploration. The Age of Exploration was a period of time that began with the voyages of Christopher Columbus and ended with the colonization of the Americas. It was a time of great advances in navigation and exploration, and the development of new trade routes and colonies. The Age of Exploration was a period of time that began with the voyages of Christopher Columbus and ended with the colonization of the Americas. It was a time of great advances in navigation and exploration, and the development of new trade routes and colonies. During this period, Europeans explored and colonized much of the world, including the Americas, Africa, Asia, and the Pacific. This period of exploration and colonization had a profound impact on the world, as it opened up new trade routes, increased the spread of European culture, and led to the establishment of new colonies and empires. The Age of Exploration was a period of great technological advances, as new navigational tools and techniques were developed. This allowed for more accurate and efficient navigation, and allowed for longer and more ambitious voyages. This period also saw the development of new ships, such as the caravel, which allowed for more efficient and safer travel. In addition, new maps were created, which allowed for more accurate navigation and exploration. The Age of Exploration also saw the development of new trade routes, as Europeans sought to establish new colonies and trade networks. This period saw the establishment of the Atlantic slave trade, as well as the establishment of new trading posts in the Americas, Africa, and Asia. This period also saw the spread of European culture, as Europeans brought their language, religion, and customs to the new colonies. The Age of Exploration was a period of great change and transformation, as it opened up new trade routes, increased the spread of European culture, and led to the establishment of new colonies and empires. This period of exploration and colonization had a profound impact on the world, and its legacy can still be seen today. Main idea number 5. The Reformation. The Reformation was a period of time that began with the Protestant Reformation and ended with the Counter-Reformation. It was a time of great religious and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of art and literature. The Reformation was a period of time that began with the Protestant Reformation in the early 16th century and ended with the Counter-Reformation in the late 16th century. It was a time of great religious and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of art and literature. The Protestant Reformation was a movement that sought to reform the Catholic Church and its teachings. It was led by Martin Luther, John Calvin, and other reformers who sought to return to the original teachings of the Bible. This led to the formation of new Protestant denominations, such as Lutheranism, Calvinism, and Anglicanism. The Counter-Reformation was a response to the Protestant Reformation, and was led by the Catholic Church. It sought to reaffirm the teachings of the Catholic Church and to combat the spread of Protestantism. This led to the Council of Trent, which reaffirmed the teachings of the Catholic Church and sought to combat the spread of Protestantism. The Reformation also had a great impact on art and literature. The Protestant Reformation led to the development of new forms of art and literature, such as the Baroque style of painting and the rise of the novel. The Counter-Reformation also had an impact on art and literature, as it led to the development of the Counter-Reformation Baroque style of painting and the rise of the Catholic novel. The Reformation was a period of great change and upheaval, and it had a lasting impact on the religious, political, and cultural landscape of Europe. It led to the development of new forms of art and literature, as well as the formation of new religious denominations. It also led to the Council of Trent, which reaffirmed the teachings of the Catholic Church and sought to combat the spread of Protestantism. The Reformation was a period of great change and upheaval, and its effects can still be seen today. Main idea number 6. The Scientific Revolution. The Scientific Revolution was a period of time that began with the publication of Copernicus's heliocentric theory and ended with the Enlightenment. It was a time of great advances in science and technology, and the development of new theories and discoveries. The Scientific Revolution was a period of time that began with the publication of Copernicus's heliocentric theory and ended with the Enlightenment. It was a time of great advances in science and technology, and the development of new theories and discoveries. During this period, scientists began to question the traditional beliefs of the Church and the Aristotelian view of the universe. They sought to explain the natural world through observation and experimentation, and to develop theories that could be tested and verified. This led to the development of the scientific method, which is still used today. The Scientific Revolution also saw the development of new technologies, such as the telescope and microscope, which allowed scientists to observe the universe in greater detail. This led to the discovery of new planets, stars, and galaxies, as well as the development of new theories about the structure of the universe. In addition, the invention of the printing press allowed for the dissemination of scientific knowledge to a wider audience. The Scientific Revolution had a profound impact on the way people viewed the world and their place in it. It challenged traditional beliefs and opened up new possibilities for understanding the natural world. It also paved the way for the Enlightenment, which saw the emergence of new ideas about democracy, human rights, and the power of reason. Main idea number 7. The Enlightenment. The Enlightenment was a period of time that began with the publication of Locke's Essay Concerning Human Understanding and ended with the French Revolution. It was a time of great advances in science, technology, and culture, and the development of new forms of art and literature. The Enlightenment was a period of time that began with the publication of Locke's Essay Concerning Human Understanding and ended with the French Revolution. It was a time of great advances in science, technology, and culture, and the development of new forms of art and literature. During this period, the ideas of the Enlightenment thinkers, such as John Locke, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and Immanuel Kant, had a profound impact on the way people thought about the world. These thinkers argued for the importance of reason and individual rights, and their ideas helped to shape the modern world. The Enlightenment also saw the rise of the scientific method, which allowed for the systematic study of the natural world. This led to the development of new theories and discoveries, such as the law of gravity and the theory of evolution. The Enlightenment also saw the development of new forms of government, such as constitutional monarchy and democracy. These new forms of government were based on the principles of individual rights and the rule of law. The Enlightenment also saw the development of new forms of art and literature. Writers such as Voltaire and Diderot wrote works that challenged traditional ideas and encouraged people to think for themselves. Artists such as Watteau and Boucher created works that celebrated the beauty of nature and the human form. The Enlightenment also saw the development of new forms of music, such as the symphony and the opera. The Enlightenment was a period of great progress and change, and its ideas and discoveries continue to shape the world today. Its legacy can be seen in the modern world, from the development of democracy and the rule of law to the celebration of individual rights and the scientific method. The Enlightenment was a period of great progress and change, and its ideas and discoveries continue to shape the world today. Main idea number 8. The French Revolution. The French Revolution was a period of time that began with the storming of the Bastille and ended with the rise of Napoleon. It was a time of great political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. The French Revolution was a period of great political upheaval that began with the storming of the Bastille in 1789 and ended with the rise of Napoleon in 1799. During this time, the French people overthrew the monarchy and established a new form of government, the Republic. This new government was based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity, and it sought to create a more just and equitable society. The revolution also saw the development of new social structures, such as the National Assembly, which was created to represent the interests of the people. The revolution also saw the introduction of new ideas, such as the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, which declared that all people were equal before the law. The revolution also had a profound impact on the culture of France. It saw the emergence of new forms of art, literature, and music, as well as the development of new philosophies, such as the Enlightenment. The revolution also saw the emergence of new political ideologies, such as liberalism and nationalism, which would shape the course of European history for the next two centuries. The French Revolution was a period of great change and upheaval, and it had a lasting impact on the history of France and the world. It was a time of great political and social transformation, and it laid the foundations for the modern world. Main idea number 9. The Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution was a period of time that began with the invention of the steam engine and ended with the rise of the modern industrial economy. It was a time of great advances in technology and industry, and the development of new forms of production and transportation. The Industrial Revolution was a period of time that began with the invention of the steam engine and ended with the rise of the modern industrial economy. It was a time of great advances in technology and industry, with the development of new forms of production and transportation. The invention of the steam engine allowed for the mass production of goods, and the development of the railway system allowed for the transportation of goods and people over long distances. This revolutionized the way people lived and worked, and led to the growth of cities and the emergence of a new middle class. The Industrial Revolution also saw the rise of new forms of energy, such as coal and oil, which allowed for the development of new industries and the growth of the global economy. The Industrial Revolution also had a profound effect on the social and political landscape of the world. It led to the rise of the modern nation-state, with its emphasis on individual rights and freedoms, and the emergence of a new form of government, democracy. It also saw the rise of the labor movement, with the emergence of trade unions and the struggle for better working conditions and wages. The Industrial Revolution also had a major impact on the environment, with the increased use of fossil fuels leading to air and water pollution. The Industrial Revolution was a period of great change and progress, and it had a lasting impact on the world. It changed the way people lived and worked, and it led to the growth of cities and the emergence of a new middle class. It also had a major impact on the environment, and it led to the rise of the modern nation-state and the emergence of democracy. The Industrial Revolution was a period of great progress and change, and it continues to shape the world we live in today. Main idea number 10. The Age of Imperialism. The Age of Imperialism was a period of time that began with the colonization of Africa and ended with the First World War. It was a time of great political and economic upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. The Age of Imperialism was a period of time that began with the colonization of Africa and ended with the First World War. It was a time of great political and economic upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. During this period, European powers sought to expand their empires by conquering and colonizing lands in Africa, Asia, and the Americas. This period saw the rise of powerful empires such as the British, French, German, and Dutch, as well as the emergence of new nations such as the United States and Japan. Imperialism had a profound effect on the world, as it led to the spread of European culture, language, and religion, as well as the exploitation of natural resources and labor. It also led to the displacement of indigenous peoples and the destruction of their cultures. Imperialism was a major factor in the development of the modern world, and its legacy can still be seen today. The Age of Imperialism was a period of intense competition between the European powers. Each nation sought to gain control of as much land and resources as possible, often through military force. This competition led to a number of wars, including the Boer War, the Spanish-American War, and the Russo-Japanese War. Imperialism also led to the development of new technologies, such as the telegraph and the steam engine, which allowed for faster communication and transportation. Imperialism also led to the development of new forms of government, such as the British Raj in India and the French Protectorate in Morocco. The Age of Imperialism had a profound effect on the world. It led to the spread of European culture, language, and religion, as well as the exploitation of natural resources and labor. It also led to the displacement of indigenous peoples and the destruction of their cultures. Imperialism was a major factor in the development of the modern world, and its legacy can still be seen today. Main idea number 11. The First World War. The First World War was a period of time that began with the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand and ended with the Treaty of Versailles. It was a time of great destruction and loss of life, as well as the development of new forms of warfare and technology. The First World War was a period of immense destruction and loss of life. It began with the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in 1914 and ended with the signing of the Treaty of Versailles in 1919. During this time, the world saw the development of new forms of warfare and technology, such as tanks, machine guns, and chemical weapons. The war also saw the emergence of new tactics, such as trench warfare and aerial bombardment. The war had a devastating impact on the countries involved, with millions of people killed and wounded, and entire cities destroyed. The war also had a lasting impact on the world, with the creation of new nations, the emergence of new ideologies, and the reshaping of the global political landscape. The First World War was a major turning point in world history. It marked the end of the old order and the beginning of a new era. It also saw the emergence of new technologies and tactics, which would shape the way wars were fought in the future. The war also had a profound impact on the countries involved, with millions of people killed and wounded, and entire cities destroyed. The war also had a lasting impact on the world, with the creation of new nations, the emergence of new ideologies, and the reshaping of the global political landscape. Main idea number 12. The Russian Revolution. The Russian Revolution was a period of time that began with the overthrow of the Tsar and ended with the rise of the Soviet Union. It was a time of great political and social upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. The Russian Revolution was a period of immense political and social upheaval that began with the overthrow of the Tsar in 1917 and ended with the rise of the Soviet Union in 1922. It was a time of great change, as the old Tsarist regime was replaced by a new form of government and social structures. The revolution saw the emergence of the Bolshevik Party, led by Vladimir Lenin, as the dominant political force in Russia. The Bolsheviks sought to create a new society based on the principles of socialism and communism, and they implemented a number of radical reforms, including the nationalization of industry, the redistribution of land, and the introduction of a new economic system. The revolution also saw the emergence of a new form of government, the Soviet Union, which was based on the principles of collective ownership and central planning. The revolution had a profound impact on the lives of the Russian people, as it brought about sweeping changes in the political, economic, and social spheres. It also had a major impact on the international community, as it marked the beginning of the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the West. The revolution also had a lasting impact on the development of the modern world, as it provided a model for other countries to follow in their own struggles for freedom and democracy. Main idea number 13. The interwar period. The interwar period was a period of time that began with the end of the First World War and ended with the start of the Second World War. It was a time of great economic and political instability, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. The interwar period was a tumultuous time in world history. After the end of the First World War, the world was left in a state of economic and political instability. Nations were struggling to rebuild their economies and establish new forms of government. In Europe, the Treaty of Versailles had imposed harsh reparations on Germany, leading to the rise of the Nazi Party and the eventual outbreak of the Second World War. In the United States, the Great Depression had caused widespread economic hardship, leading to the election of Franklin D. Roosevelt and the implementation of the New Deal. In Asia, the rise of Japan as a major power had caused tension with its neighbors, leading to the Second Sino-Japanese War. The interwar period was also a time of great social change. In Europe, the rise of fascism and communism had a profound effect on the way people lived and thought. In the United States, the Great Migration of African Americans from the rural South to the urban North had a major impact on the culture and politics of the country. In Asia, the rise of nationalism had a major impact on the way people viewed their countries and their place in the world. The interwar period was a time of great change and upheaval, and it had a lasting impact on the world. It was a time of great economic and political instability, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. It was also a time of great social change, as people around the world began to question the status quo and seek new ways of living and thinking. The interwar period was a time of great transformation, and its legacy can still be seen today. Main idea number 14. The Second World War. The Second World War was a period of time that began with the invasion of Poland and ended with the surrender of Japan. It was a time of great destruction and loss of life, as well as the development of new forms of warfare and technology. The Second World War was a period of time that began with the invasion of Poland and ended with the surrender of Japan. It was a time of great destruction and loss of life, as well as the development of new forms of warfare and technology. During this period, the world saw the rise of totalitarian regimes, the use of atomic weapons, and the displacement of millions of people. The war also saw the emergence of the United Nations, the establishment of the Cold War, and the development of the modern world. The Second World War was a conflict that was fought on a global scale, with countries from all over the world taking part. It was a conflict that saw the use of new and devastating weapons, such as the atomic bomb, and the development of new strategies and tactics. It was a conflict that saw the emergence of new ideologies, such as fascism and communism, and the rise of powerful nations, such as the United States and the Soviet Union. The Second World War was a period of great suffering and destruction, but it was also a period of great progress and change. It was a period that saw the emergence of new technologies, the development of new forms of warfare, and the establishment of new international organizations. It was a period that saw the end of colonialism and the beginning of a new era of global cooperation. Main idea number 15. The Cold War. The Cold War was a period of time that began with the end of the Second World War and ended with the fall of the Soviet Union. It was a time of great political and ideological tension, as well as the development of new forms of warfare and technology. The Cold War was a period of time that began with the end of the Second World War and ended with the fall of the Soviet Union. It was a time of great political and ideological tension, as well as the development of new forms of warfare and technology. During this period, the two superpowers of the United States and the Soviet Union competed for global influence, leading to a series of proxy wars and the development of nuclear weapons. The Cold War also saw the emergence of the United Nations and the development of the European Union. It was a time of great change and upheaval, and its effects are still felt today. The Cold War was characterized by a number of key events, including the Berlin Airlift, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the Vietnam War. It was also a time of great technological advancement, with the development of the space race and the invention of the computer. The Cold War also saw the rise of the Cold War ideology, which was based on the idea of containment and the belief that the Soviet Union was a threat to the West. This ideology led to the development of the Marshall Plan and the Truman Doctrine, which sought to contain the spread of communism. The Cold War had a profound effect on the world, and its legacy is still felt today. It shaped the way we think about international relations and the way we view the world. It also had a major impact on the development of the modern world, with the emergence of new technologies and the spread of democracy. The Cold War was a time of great change and upheaval, and its effects are still felt today. Main idea number 16. The post-war world. The post-war world was a period of time that began with the end of the Second World War and ended with the fall of the Soviet Union. It was a time of great economic and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. The post-war world was a period of time that began with the end of the Second World War and ended with the fall of the Soviet Union. It was a time of great economic and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. The end of the war saw the emergence of two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union, and the beginning of the Cold War. This period also saw the decolonization of many countries in Africa and Asia, as well as the establishment of the United Nations and the Bretton Woods system of international economic cooperation. In addition, the post-war world saw the development of the Marshall Plan, which provided economic aid to Europe, and the creation of the European Economic Community, which eventually became the European Union. The post-war world also saw the development of the nuclear arms race, as well as the emergence of the Cold War. This period saw the development of the space race, as well as the development of the computer and the internet. In addition, the post-war world saw the development of the civil rights movement, as well as the emergence of the environmental movement. Finally, the post-war world saw the development of the modern welfare state, as well as the emergence of the global economy. The post-war world was a period of great change and transformation, and it had a lasting impact on the world. It was a time of great economic and political upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. It was also a time of great technological advancement, as well as the emergence of the modern welfare state. The post-war world was a period of great change and transformation, and it had a lasting impact on the world. Main idea number 17. The decolonization of Africa. The decolonization of Africa was a period of time that began with the independence of Ghana and ended with the independence of South Africa. It was a time of great political and social upheaval, as well as the development of new forms of government and social structures. The decolonization of Africa was a period of great political and social upheaval. It began with the independence of Ghana in 1957 and ended with the independence of South Africa in 1994. During this time, African nations sought to break free from the colonial powers that had held them in subjugation for centuries. This process was often fraught with violence and conflict, as the colonial powers sought to maintain their control over the region. In many cases, the newly independent nations had to fight for their freedom, often against overwhelming odds. The decolonization of Africa also saw the development of new forms of government and social structures. Many of the newly independent nations adopted democratic systems of government, while others chose to pursue more authoritarian models. In addition, the process of decolonization saw the emergence of new social movements, such as Pan-Africanism, which sought to unite the African people and promote their collective interests. The decolonization of Africa was a long and difficult process, but it ultimately led to the liberation of millions of people from colonial rule. It also paved the way for the development of new forms of government and social structures, as well as the emergence of new social movements. The decolonization of Africa was a major milestone in the history of the world, and its legacy continues to be felt today. Main idea number 18. The space race. The space race was a period of time that began with the launch of Sputnik and ended with the first moon landing. It was a time of great advances in science and technology, and the development of new theories and discoveries. The space race was a period of intense competition between the United States and the Soviet Union to explore and develop space technology. It began with the launch of the Soviet satellite Sputnik in 1957 and ended with the first moon landing in 1969. During this time, both countries made great advances in science and technology, and developed new theories and discoveries. The space race was a major factor in the Cold War, as both sides sought to demonstrate their technological superiority. It also spurred the development of new technologies, such as rockets, satellites, and space probes, which have since been used for a variety of purposes. The space race also had a major impact on popular culture, inspiring books, movies, and television shows about space exploration. The space race was a time of great progress in science and technology. Both the United States and the Soviet Union made significant advances in rocketry, satellite technology, and space exploration. The development of new technologies, such as the Saturn V rocket and the Apollo spacecraft, allowed for the first human spaceflight and the first moon landing. The space race also led to the development of new theories and discoveries, such as the Big Bang theory and the discovery of the Van Allen radiation belts. The space race also had a major impact on popular culture, inspiring books, movies, and television shows about space exploration. The space race was a major factor in the Cold War, as both sides sought to demonstrate their technological superiority. It also spurred the development of new technologies, such as rockets, satellites, and space probes, which have since been used for a variety of purposes. The space race also had a major impact on popular culture, inspiring books, movies, and television shows about space exploration. The space race was a time of great progress in science and technology, and it continues to have an impact on our lives today. Main idea number 19. The Cold War in Asia. The Cold War in Asia was a period of time that began with the Korean War and ended with the fall of the Soviet Union. It was a time of great political and ideological tension, as well as the development of new forms of warfare and technology. The Cold War in Asia was a period of great tension and conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union. It began with the Korean War in 1950 and lasted until the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. During this time, the two superpowers competed for influence in the region, with the United States supporting the governments of South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, while the Soviet Union supported the governments of North Korea, China, and Vietnam. This competition led to the development of new forms of warfare and technology, such as nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and satellite surveillance. It also led to proxy wars in countries such as Laos, Cambodia, and Afghanistan, as well as the development of regional alliances such as the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, SEATO, and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. The Cold War in Asia also had a major impact on the region's economy. The United States and the Soviet Union both provided economic aid to their respective allies, leading to the development of new industries and infrastructure. This economic competition also led to the growth of international trade, as countries sought to increase their exports and imports. In addition, the Cold War in Asia also had a major impact on the region's culture, as the two superpowers sought to spread their respective ideologies and values. The Cold War in Asia was a period of great tension and conflict, but it also had a major impact on the region's economy, culture, and politics. It was a time of great technological advancement, as well as the development of new forms of warfare and technology. It also led to the growth of international trade and the development of regional alliances. Ultimately, the Cold War in Asia had a lasting impact on the region and the world. Main idea number 20. The globalization of the world. The globalization of the world was a period of time that began with the end of the Cold War and continues to the present day. It is a time of great economic and political integration, as well as the development of new forms of communication and transportation. The globalization of the world was a period of time that began with the end of the Cold War and continues to the present day. It is a time of great economic and political integration, as well as the development of new forms of communication and transportation. This period has seen the emergence of a global economy, with the rise of multinational corporations, the growth of international trade, and the increased mobility of capital and labor. It has also seen the emergence of a global culture, with the spread of popular culture, the growth of international media, and the increased use of the internet and other forms of communication. The globalization of the world has had a profound impact on the way people live and work. It has led to increased economic growth and development, as well as greater social and political integration. It has also led to increased competition, as well as the emergence of new forms of inequality and poverty. Despite these challenges, the globalization of the world has also brought about many positive changes, such as increased access to education, improved healthcare, and greater access to technology. The globalization of the world has also had a major impact on the environment. It has led to increased pollution, deforestation, and climate change. It has also led to the displacement of people from their homes and the destruction of natural habitats. Despite these challenges, the globalization of the world has also brought about many positive changes, such as increased access to renewable energy sources, improved water and air quality, and increased access to natural resources.